for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. All this week we've been talking about the resolution put forward by the King County Bar Association and a conglomerate of organizations, including ministers, doctors, psychiatrists, and many others.
My name is Sunil Agarwal. I'm the president of the Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility.
There are many organizations up in the Seattle area that have embraced this proposal put forward by the King County Bar Association. Tell us your understanding of that measure.
Well, we are an organization that's dedicated to supporting policies designed to protect patients and their communities, ensuring public health and public safety. And we were early signatories to the King County Bar Association's initiative because we think it's an important way to open up dialogue to consider what kind of public harms are being caused by our current drug policies.
The coalition in support of this King County measure has put forward some proposals and hope for legislation. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Well, they put a bill. Yesterday there was a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee at the Washington State Legislature, Senate Bill 6055 is the name of the bill, and they had almost an hour-long hearing on this bill to consider getting a commission of medical and legal experts, state representatives, and concerned citizens to consider our current drug policies and whether we should look towards a state regulation and control model. That did not make it out of the committee yesterday, but it is on the radar screen of the legislature, and we're going to continue to build our coalition and continue to press for these types of policies and this type of discussion. Because ultimately, the socially responsible thing to do here is to open up discussion about how we should best allocate scarce taxpayer resources to protect public health and safety, and how we can treat everybody in society with some dignity and respect.
Those who stand in opposition, would this be the district attorneys and the police associations?
There's a polarization to the debate. Either you lock everybody up or you legalize or decriminalize. We're trying to find a middle ground, and so we have to inform the public and public officials that there is a responsible way to go about doing this, and that we can at least, there's not just, you know, two polar ends to the debate. And the other difficulty will be to get people to acknowledge the violence that's caused by our prohibition-generated black market.
If you'd like to learn more about this, please visit their website, kcba.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.